John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's very little that will cause regular people to want revenge more than finding out they have been cheated on, right? I mean, that can make the most sane, normal person feel a little crazy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And understandably so.
Yes.
What is the petty revenge you got when you found out you were cheated on? And bonus points for anyone who wants to admit they cheated and the petty revenge that was taken on them. I especially want to hear from somebody who said, yeah, it sucked, but I totally deserved it. Or the person who said, yeah, well, I bet you there's more that are like, yeah, well, she deserved me to cheat on her. Good luck with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or he deserved it. This one, I commented his phone number on every One Direction fan forum I could find, saying Harry's number leaked. That's perfect, especially when
that's
they were
really good
when the band was younger. Their fans would have been even younger, which means they wouldn't have had such an understanding of, oh, this isn't a phone number from England.
Mm-hmm.
Just has it has an area code
Topeka.
Of Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah. Bleaching his clothes seemed so trite, so I took it up a notch. I dipped a Q-tip in bleach and wrote my name on the back of all of his jeans. Then I dumped all of his stuff on her porch. I'm sure neither of them would forget my name after that. And have you ever taken petty revenge?
Nothing good like that.
No?
Yeah, I've told y'all the story before, though.
Hocking the keys?
Yeah.
That's a good one still.
I know.
I don't even count that as petty. That was in the moment.
I know. People will tell me it was wrong. That's so messed up. I can't believe you did that. Yeah, well, I can't believe that he had sex with somebody else and then drove over to my house and had sex with me. So, yeah, I threw his keys into a garden and knew he was colorblind and probably wasn't going to find him. He got home safe, though, so
I mean,
shut up.
Even not colorblind, good luck.
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Let's see. About 7 years ago, my girlfriend and I had broken up, but we were still living together. You know, a complicated time. I found out she had started seeing her boss, so I brought a chick over to the house. We never hooked up, just got drunk together. Well, she came home in the middle of the night, freaked out, so I drove the chick back to her car. When I got back home, she had smashed my TV with a baseball bat and smashed my guitar. We worked it out, and we have two kids together.
Wow.
Get the hell out of here.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That, boy, that felt like the toothpaste was out of the tube for that one, for sure.
Yeah, that's an upset, getting that one back.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. Smashed a TV with a baseball bat.
From Northeast Pennsylvania, when I was on my senior trip, word got back that my boyfriend at the time had a girl sleepover at his house where he lived with his parents. So I texted his mom, and she woke him up by throwing a bucket of ice water on him. I always knew she liked me better.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That might be the winner, because not only did you get revenge, but his mommy got to see him with a girl in his own bed and throw water on the both of them.
Yes.
That is brutal.
Yeah. That's terrible in so many ways.
Good Lord.
I'm trying to think, because when I was like dating early on, there were just times where, you know, you're dating and you hurt people's feelings, but I can't remember if anybody ever got like revenge on me where I thought, oh, I deserved that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I definitely hurt people's feelings, but
like, just like you broke up with them and they weren't done.
Yeah. There was this really cute redhead. I had a thing for redheads for a long time. And there was this, he was so sweet, and we were in college. We were dating, but we weren't exclusive. And there was this, Ukrainian tennis player that I also was in love with. And so we were just like making out at the Waffle House. And
Hold on.
A lot of detail here, guys.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I was like 19.
You're making out with a Ukrainian tennis player at the Waffle House. So it's pretty much
I miss you, bud.
Cinderella story.
Yeah. And the redhead walks in and he's like, oh no, that's kind of like my partial girlfriend. I wasn't his girlfriend. We weren't boyfriend, girlfriend, but we were. It hurt his feelings,
enough
understandably.
That he felt hurt.
Oh, yeah. I remember what he did. He wrote me on Facebook, and it was the, what's that? Oh, you give love a bad name? He quoted those lyrics in a Facebook message.
Shot through the heart?
Yes.
And you're to blame?
Yes.
You give love a bad name?
Oh. Did he repeat
you know what?
It?
Honestly,
name.
He's not wrong.
Wow.
Show me any more evidence.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. I was like, why is he so mad at me? And my friends were like, well, you were kissing that dude last night at Waffle House when he walked in. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he Ukrainian. Saw you getting scattered, smothered, and covered.
Yeah, I was. And then I got chunked later.
Kevin.
By the Ukrainian tennis player?
Yeah. Okay.
Kevin joins us from Tennessee. Kevin, did you get some petty revenge after being cheated upon?
Yeah, I poured out all of her douche and filled it up with rubbing alcohol.
Oh. Kevin!
I mean, she was clean.
And dry.
Yeah. Took care of the bacteria.
Well, yeah. The way I seen it, I wasn't hitting it. Nobody else was either. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're probably right. You
get it. With the accent, it makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. You try to tell me that with an accent from Long Island, and I'm going to think you're a jerk.
Yeah, yeah, but this guy totally within his his rights.
There is something to that. The southern accent makes it sound just like more aw shucks. Ooh. I don't blame you. What you're supposed to do. I agree. My ex's bank statement came and still comes to my email. Since we broke up, he's been wining and dining his new girlfriend. However, he was telling a judge he couldn't afford an increase in child support payments to his baby's mom. So I gave her his bank statements over the last 3 months. She appealed and showed the statements to the judge, and he now has to pay double what was initially ordered to pay. I guess that's good revenge. I don't know if that's revenge or just having him be responsible for the baby that he made.
Could be.
This is more petty. I found out that he was cheating on me several times when we broke up. He was still using my Netflix account, so I waited until the show he was watching was almost finished. We had 3 more episodes left, then I changed my password. It's a small thing, but I know it ruined the hell out of his day.
Yeah.
Jimbo, you are not on the harmonizer, but Jimbo's not your real name. Welcome. What did you were the cheater?
Yeah, I'm not the hero of this story.
Okay. Tell us this story, please.
I had a live-in girlfriend who I'd been with for a couple years, and I was cheating on her. Now, I'm not advocating for cheating, but if you're gonna, one of them needs to know what's up. And they didn't. Neither of them did.
Okay.
And they figured it out through a series of events. The two of them hooked up and figured out what I was doing.
Okay.
And they took my real name and phone number and put an ad on Craigslist under Men Seeking Men.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
This guy likes to do things. Let's give him another opportunity. Jimbo, can you take us back to the moment where you figured out they were figuring it out? What did that feel like in your body when you knew things were getting bad? Is it the classic, stomach is in your throat, your ears turn super hot, the world gets vibrate-y?
I was confronted.
You were?
My live-in girlfriend at the time and I, she had started a new job that was taking her out of town, and we were going to meet up like halfway on like a Friday night.
Yeah.
And when I got there, they were both there.
Oh,
that must have been a strange feeling when you walked in there. Or was you think like jackpot?
Yeah, was there a little part of it is like, this might be a threesome, hold on.
I'd be lying if I said no, but no, it was pretty immediately clear that they were not happy. Mm-hmm.
Guy thoughts.
I love how you held out hope.
We knew guy thoughts. Jimbo, thank you for sharing. That is excellent show code, my friend. You're like, maybe.
They must have gotten to know each other.
Then a frying pan flattens your nose. You're like, oh, probably not then. Yeah, still maybe.
You girls look angry. Maybe if you kiss, it'd make it better. I like both of you for a reason.
So what have you been talking about since before I got here?
Imagine being like the two women and the guy comes through and he goes, Well, as you've learned, you have a lot in common. I think you'd be good friends.
Yeah, I like both of you. You both like me. Maybe we could all like each other.
I mean, I got two index fingers.
Two hands.
Yo.
1-800-947-3979. Whoa.
Oh, what?
What? Tom joins us. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, what happened for you?
All right. So I caught my ex in Florida cheating. So her revenge was to stab me.
Wait.
Pretty much that,
wait. You caught her cheating, and then she took petty revenge on you. I don't think stabbing counts as petty revenge. I think it counts as crazy.
Yeah,
a little bit, but I ended up having to get 2 blood transfusions and woke up with tubes down my throat and everything. And yeah,
that doesn't seem petty.
No,
no. Okay. Where did she stab you?
Seems like a major crime.
In the leg, in my thigh.
God!
In my femoral artery.
I was gonna say you probably damn near bled out. I was hoping when you said that he'd say Pennsylvania.
Looks like you've sprung a leak.
Tom, she went to jail, right?
No, mental hospital for 3 years.
Okay, did that help?
No.
Okay.
She's they're stabbing people still.
My wife now and I went to Florida about 10 years later, and I got a random text message saying, I see you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, did you say this?
I stabbed you first.
Tom, thank you. You're a hero, man. Appreciate you, bud.
Jesus.
Did you say this? Play it again for no other reason.
I stabbed you first.
It's only the greatest drop in the history of the world. I mean, if you know that sketch, you say that at least once a month.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's at least once a month where me or Kayla will go, I stabbed you first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Great timing right there. Ooh.
What? Okay. We have to hear from Art. Art? I'm
from Northeast, Art from Northeast PA.
Hi, Art.
I call my living girlfriend cheating on me. And I wrapped my condom with the onion film, like the skin on. And then we did it one last time. And then I left her. Oh, my God. That had to stink.
You stained it with onion stench.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. So
she's crying tears from everywhere.
Making me so sad. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gave her an onion cooter.
Oh, my God.
I hate the word cooter so much.
Really?
I can't.
That's your moist?
Stand it. Yeah, like moist doesn't bother me, but if you say cooter, I can't. It's like guys saying wiener when they talk about their penis. For whatever reason, you want to talk about like wieners on a hot dog roller, even that's kind of little to me, but cooter is just, it's so wrong on so many levels. But the way you said onion cooter just now. Oh, my God. I want to use that on somebody. You look like an onion cooter.
Well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
Yeah, now change vagina to cooter and say that.
Yeah. Sorry about your cooter.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
You can get a card that says that at, like, most Walgreens.
Yeah.
Sorry about your cooter.
That's it. That's all it says.
Yeah.
I'm going to start giving that to all my friends after they have babies.
Don't watch an old episode of Dukes of Hazzard.
They say that word a lot.
There's a character named Cooter.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Crazy Cooter coming at you. That's what he'd say on the radio.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what some of Kelly's colleagues. That's what that guy.
Yeah.
I saw you at the Waffle House with a Ukrainian tennis player. It's a crazy cooter coming at me.
Yeah, that's how they ask about hash browns. How you want your cooter?
Smothered,
covered, and chunked.
All right. More of your petty revenge.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.